Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you don't make my ears all hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
It's all driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3. I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Подожди. Все. Подожди. Все будет в клетке, пацаны. Абдурос, успокойся.
Говори.
Хазбола.
Говори.
Хазбола, подожди. Хазбола.
Говори.
Не.
Джабио.
Не.
Сопляк маленький. Джабио.
Не. Абдурос.
Баба, пусть дай мне канал микрофон.
Хазбола, успокойся.
Давай.
Все.
I first saw that video at the pub last week when I was in Brisbane, and someone said that's my dad and his little mate every afternoon at the pub, just squabbling, going, "Don't fucking poke me."
just
firing
over.
Each other up.
That's Hezbollah. He's got his big fight coming up, the mini Khabib in Dagestan.
Those guys are going to fight?
They're going to fight.
Really?
One's 17 and one's 19. That's so wild.
So, because I thought they were kids and I looked into it. And Hezbollah's 17, I think, and the other fella's 19 or whatever. They just got dwarfism but with the little kids. But I watch his Instagram. He's just fucking shooting guns and throwing money.
Riding around on a quad bike. I saw doing donuts. Like, oh, man. I don't know how big that quad bike is, but he's about to come off it.
It's a trike, surely. It's a big wheel.
He had 2 feet on the accelerator of a Mercedes-Benz just holding his hand on the steering wheel like that. Fucking hell.
Trying
to drive.
All right, have we got footage of that? I'd love to see it.
I'll get it up in the next... Dougie.
Welcome back to the Mug Off, baby. We are back in a fucking big way, boys. Big way.
Big announcement.
There's a big announcement. I'm back.
Yes, you are back.
I am back. I heard the last episode. You bloke struggling. I'm back in and tug you in the right direction.
Yeah, you'll tug something. I reckon.
Cameron tugging, baby. I'm back. I'm back steering the ship. We're in our new studio.
Yeah, with our new network.
Oh, we're on a new network?
We're on a new network. Yeah. The Diamanta.
You've never said it out loud before. You fucking idiot. You are the dumbest piece of shit.
This is a Carinivus situation.
We're out here in Diamantia. Wait, how'd you say it again?
Diamanta?
Diamanta Studios.
Where's the N?
I don't know.
It's Diamantina.
Diamantina?
Yeah, it's a Diamantina Studios, baby.
Dear Lord. I'm going to be canned out of here soon anyway.
Oh, man, absolutely. And fucking... and
Diamana.
Oh, man.
Hey, I didn't get into podcast to read, all right? Leave me alone.
I'm going to get you to have
you
a look
at... You didn't get into life to read.
To read all the titles on the bookshelf when we get out of here.
Oh, God. Why? Why would you do that to me?
Just to get a laugh out of it. This is, it's coronavirus. What'd you call it?
I call coronavirus. I thought it was Carinivus.
Carinivus.
And I was like, this Carinivus is really kicking off.
I like how you speed read, but in pronunciation as well.
Yeah, he's just an idiot, that's all.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Fucking, well, this idiot got signed to a big network, didn't he?
So, yeah.
Yeah, we are in our new studio. If you haven't signed up to the Patreon, you want to get that because we got a fucking screen
behind
us, baby.
We've got a sick setup now, yeah.
The Queen of the Nile.
Yeah, there she is. Blessing us.
The mug off version, the Riff of Nile.
She looks so Egyptian in that photo.
Yeah, like the classic depictions of Egyptians.
Yeah.
White.
I wonder if cancel culture is going to come for Pokey's characters.
Nah, I reckon they're safe.
So you think the aristocratic cinematic universe is fine?
Well, the Pokies are the the last respite of the working man. And the working man could care less about cancel culture. They're going there to avoid their wife and lose their paycheck.
Cancel me, cunt. Just give me the feature.
Cancel me doesn't void all fucking wins on that machine, man. That's for sure.
I gotta
you can void my career, but not my wins.
Oh, cancel. I got a slip right here. It says you owe me $200.
Yeah, I'm going for the major, baby.
Were you a big pokies guy?
I've dabbled extensively.
What's the most you ever lost?
Oh, I start sweating. I go to the casino, and the first time I remember, like, I used to go to the casino, like, occasionally with my mates and stuff, but my my ex-girlfriend, she'd always be like, "You've already lost $150. Are you sure you want to do that?" And I'd be like, "Oh yeah, fuck, you're right. Yeah, no, I absolutely don't want to do that." The first time I went to the casino after we'd broken up, and I was just like, "I'm going to the ATM," and there was no one to stop me. And I was so depressed the next day. I lost like $300, and I was, fuck, I wanted to end it all.
And you missed her too, right?
Nah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That
a
might
lot.
Come up as well.
Mm.
Fuck.
Bad times.
Should we go to the casino soon?
No. No, I fucking hate the place. I.
How are we going to celebrate this, though?
This? I don't know. We'll do something fun.
We should definitely go to the
steakhouse or something.
Man, do you reckon we might get invited to one of these Christmas parties this year?
Yeah. Well, I seriously doubt. I very little hope that we will stay in our nice new studio.
They're already leaving traps for us here. The studio.
Yeah. They left $40. Was it? I only counted it four times.
No, it was 60. There's 40 left now.
don't say exactly how many. It was just a couple. Yeah, it was a few
lobsters out just to tempt the fucking lobsters into the into
yeah.
The cage.
Someone's been raiding the fucking crab.
Yeah, we gotta sign those guys. They got real like crab pot thief energy. That's how they all met, you know.
What are you in for? Eyes bigger than your stomach as well.
Let's pod.
Yeah, but nice try, fellas. Maybe up the ante a bit before you.
Yeah, we're going to see a couple of pineapples before we start getting all sticky fingers.
Yeah, you should have seen the fucking the meaty man Cameron had here. Oh my God, we were both so nervous.
I mean, you say that. I was pretty chill.
You were nervous, eh?
Sure. Is that why you had 13 beers afterwards? Just so you can get your hand from stop trembling?
Yeah, I had to slap the fucking...
Well, yeah, but that was nothing to do with the meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I had to slap the highlighters he was trying to steal out of his hand. Like, too much, too early. Wait, get one a week, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have plenty of highlighter money at the end of this one. How long do you reckon we'll last for? Should we do over-unders with the fans?
Yeah, I reckon 6 months. I reckon we'll get 6 months.
Yeah, we'll get...
Nah, dude, you're fucking pessimistic. I'm a fucking pain that you just can't get rid of. Even if we get dropped, I'm still rocking up.
Oh, really?
George
oh.
Costanza it.
Oh, fuck, sorry. Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, they didn't let me know. Those guys fired me years ago.
Well, can I still record it tonight then? And then next week I'll find a new place to record in. I left two rolled eggs in there, in that fridge.
Yeah, it's me again, the lounge lizard. I don't know, this is crazy. I think I have a pair of my undies in that fucking time I had
in the fridge.
Yeah.
You guys find a pair of undies in the freezer?
Yeah, I see you guys have still got two mustards. Wild.
They're shitting them and it's not mine.
Well, I personally am. I'm super excited. I think it's. I think it's gonna be a great move. It's. I don't want to say long overdue.
I would say it's definitely come a bit earlier than I expected.
Yeah.
We're a real lounge room podcast.
Yeah, now we're stepping up to the big leagues.
Yeah, just think about all the other fine shows that get recorded in this, and then these three dopes show up for like Friday night.
Yeah.
G'day, guys. With the mug off.
Yeah, sorry I'm late.
It's got a real like...
Sorry I'm late. The bus was late.
Who's up next? It's the three podcasters that get here by bus. Showing up like the Scullies on Ramsey Street.
Yeah, the 437 should be here any minute. They'll be.
Sorry I'm late. Had trouble topping up the Opal.
Yeah, you know,
on account of my bank balance.
I just don't know why they don't let you do it on the bus. You know, you got to find a news agent. It's never near the bus stop. Like, what's going on there? You can get
it
at the train stop.
You got to give Sydney credit for that. It's the only state you can tap on with your fucking key card.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I do.
Melbourne for all their fucking. All their big wiggin.
Let it out, big dog.
Yeah, well, you still got to go to the 7-Eleven, do you, mate? All right.
Mm.
They can't come out and get us either. They're all inside their houses.
I mean, I
like
don't...
Like a Disney
don't,
princess. Yeah, mate.
Oh, boy.
I was going to go into bat for him then, but yeah.
Ah, fuck it, mate.
A couple of Disney princesses that I know of sitting around.
Yeah, mate, doing nothing. Probably not even podcasting.
Yeah. Why even be inside then?
Exactly.
Oh man!
If you're not podding, you're not living. That's what I always say.
Yeah, it's good to be back doing a big three for the main feed.
It's been, the fans have been screaming for it.
They, or have we just been too lazy to book anything?
Nah, this was not laziness. I've had at least one fan in particular say, "Go on, do another one."
Who was it? Cameron Duggan fan 6969 on Instagram or something.
Cameron
Duggan.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was it, mate? Spill the beans.
Yeah, it was me. I just think it's a good idea. I just like talking to my friends.
So that's all right.
Cameron the fan looking after Cameron the booker. I just bought myself
Hey, you
two
put
more...
your feet up there, big fella. You worked hard enough. No guests this week.
Now, you know what? It's what the fan wants.
Actually, it's actually harder to book no guests because I have to spend 3 weeks, 4 days kind of convincing you guys that it's not just because I'm not being lazy.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's been a big week across the board. You've been away.
I've been away, boys.
Where have you been, Duggan?
I've been back up in God's country. You better believe it's beautiful up there. Went to my sister's wedding.
Ah, shout outs to Brooke.
Yeah, nice stuff.
Congratulations. Was,
congrats, Brooke and Grant.
And Grant. Welcome. He's a Duggan now.
Welcome to the fam. Well, Brooke's a McPhee now, but...
Yeah, wow. Lost one in the draft, huh?
Fuck. No, it's Brooke Duggan still. Maybe... Oh, God, please don't dox her for anything that I do.
Block the name out.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do that. Leave it in. Shout out to Brooke. Beautiful.
What a Duggan to lose, though, for your mum and dad.
The only good one.
All right, fuck. The one who had their shit together. Okay.
Yeah, would you believe my parents thought it would be me?
Absolutely not.
Early on,
they thought you.
Looking promising young woman Duggan was, this one.
God, I've squandered some potential.
Oh, man. Yeah, med school or something, was it?
Yeah.
Have you seen that Promising Young Woman?
No. I saw it come up on...
Man, it wasn't that bad.
I heard it was great.
The trailer was so misleading. I remember just seeing it for the first time at the cinema, and it was like... You have to see this movie, but it stars Carey Mulligan, and I just remember just like turning around in like a huff.
I thought she was good in some shit.
In the cinema?
Just being like, yeah.
Just facing the wrong way?
Yeah, to like six other people in there being like, yeah, we have to see a Carey Mulligan movie, guys. Yeah. And just the looks I got.
Same thing happened to me when I saw the trailer for Minions 2. I was looking around for friends, being like, you believe it's coming? It's coming, finally here.
Is there a new Despicable Me coming?
There's a new Minions movie, yes. Despicable Me. I think it's just Minions on Holiday or some shit. Someone sent me the...
it turned into the fucking National Lampoons.
Yeah, might as well. It's Ernest now for this guy.
Mate, Ernest is on Amazon Prime.
Really?
I've been dipping in Ernest.
Man, I've been watching like a Very Brady sequel.
Do you know the story behind that fucking franchise? It's so crazy.
Ernest or the Brady's remix?
Ernest. No. Like it was a character for a credit card company.
Oh, I love it already.
And I think he somehow got the rights to it and then just made like 1,000 movies.
Yeah.
And the
off a fucking bank, he got the rights?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he had to give him
for a king, huh?
He got something for the, like, he got to do the character. He might have had to kick some money back. But I think he owned the intellectual property. So he could make Ernest movies. I think two of them, like Ernest Saves Christmas and another one, made like $80 million.
Some cunt was trying to tell me that the II net, like Irish cunt, is got...
He's got an island.
He's got... Was it you?
Yeah, it was me, man. Yeah.
It's bullshit.
He's got an island. No, he's got an island.
He's got an II island.
He's got II island. He just stands on his head.
I'm back, baby.
He just stands on his head and mocks our shit internet from his big island.
Really?
Yeah, he's like the guy in Ex Machina.
Would you get that in the fucking Irish newsletter or something?
Yeah,
mate?
Yeah. Comes wrapped in a sausage and sadness. Like,
yeah, did he buy Little St. James or something?
I don't know. Because like if you... Too dumb to know what that means.
It's a pedophile island. Oh. That's Epstein's island.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it must be pretty cheap, Epstein's island now, in terms of islands. Like it's a real fixer-upper.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's already got its own synagogue.
I don't think that was a synagogue.
It has a synagogue.
Yeah, but wasn't it made of like... I got really into the Epstein kind of like conspiracy.
Oh, you were the most obsessed man.
It's just... I'm fascinated by it. But it was all made of like plywood and shit. Like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was just like a...
like a movie prop kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good one. Like,
so sick of walking into buildings and they turn out to just be... I wouldn't they fall down? I'm just left there standing.
You're nowhere near a fucking sound studio. If you work on a job site.
Running headfirst into fucking tunnels painted on plywood.
It's happened before. It'll happen again.
You got any more ABC writing jobs coming up, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got a few pitches kicking around there. Yeah,
Duggan might be, he's in for a shoo-in now that you've kind of announced you're half Indian.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine I'll be working for you soon.
Yeah. Tens of people saw that show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sold out when I saw it.
Yeah, that's true.
Was it a sold out?
Yeah.
Nah.
What sold out?
There was maybe
one seat.
I got the ticket report. Fuck, wasn't
really?
I walked in 10 minutes late, and there was one place to sit.
Yeah, but right. That's because some fat cunt took like a whole row up to himself.
Oh yeah,
probably a few pass holders in there, I'd say.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, but it was full.
Yeah, anyways, it was a good show. You missed out if you didn't come along.
Oh, sorry, I just took you looking at me.
Nah, just talking to the dear listeners.
You know, sometimes I forget the mics are on, boys. Yeah. And it's just a couple of mates in here.
We're hot. All right, boys, so what about this? Heading up to Brisbane, right, for my dear sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Heading up there. I was on the flight with no less than 2 full rugby league teams.
Whoa,
the Panthers and the Warriors.
Oh, wow.
These cunts still had the fucking nerve to weigh my bags.
Really?
I'm on there with like fucking 40 blokes. They could crush you, Jerry. They are massive.
Well, I think you find the art of jiu-jitsu means that I could... yeah, definitely.
What? Suck them off so they don't beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
If it works, it works.
You're just doing all that so you don't pull a fucking... your back out, blowing these guys.
Shrimping away. It's a jiu-jitsu move.
Shrimp, is it actually?
Yeah, shrimping.
Shrimping.
So I'm city shrimping, baby.
I'm on the fucking, like, in the little tunnel thing to get on the plane, right? And I'm...
Then you go through a rat hole.
Yeah.
Everyone else could have gone up the stairs.
It's a mouse hole.
I'm up in the wheel well.
It's me. It's the mouse from Tom and Jerry, right? And our bags are packed. And they have the gall to weigh them.
These guys were fucking massive, man. Yeah. As I'm lining up to get on the plane, you know that fucking tunnel thing that you go in? I'm behind the Warriors, big boys.
Yeah.
In front of the Panthers. Also, big top of the table. Yeah. They're big boys.
I'm looking at
all these cards. I'm like, holy shit. These guys are massive. I'm so much smaller than all of them. And then two dudes directly in front of me, I was like, oh, no, hang on. I'm a bit bigger than them, and I realized they were refs. Did a couple of touch judges. Just sizing myself up, like, a bit taller than them. Oh, you're sponsored by Yui.
Yeah, man, I honestly don't know how you get through life at your height. I would give up.
Easily.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, there's like it's a whole different city to a guy like of his height. You know, you get the ratways, he's slipping into sewers.
Yeah, imagine you're him, but you know, you're from Brisbane, you walk in a dream world, you're too short to go on everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Just get fucked out the front.
Can you get on the rides at Dreamworld?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you ride this?
I've never had
you the finger cunt.
Come on, mate. There's people just listening to this. They can't see what you're doing.
Well, I'm gonna cut it into a clip and post it 9,000 times on the grid.
I got nothing against that. Like, as someone who controls the social media.
Hey, funny's funny.
Funny's funny.
It works, boys. So did you say anything to these footy players or
no, I sat down and I thought I was sitting next to a couple of coaches.
I would have been like, psst.
They're an economy?
Oi.
These fellas?
Psst. All of them. It was like a Virgin flight.
Oh, psst. Shit, yeah.
Psst. But there's like 8 fucking...
He's psst. Doing a bit over here.
Psst. Nah, I'm trying to ignore him.
I know this. I'd be like,
as these blokes were doing to me.
I've got a podcast.
Man, it was so crazy sitting on this flight and just like these guys are so revered and, you know, they're like adored. You know, they've got fans and shit like that. People know their name. And then sitting on the flight, you just forget that they're just like young boys.
Yeah.
They're like babies. They're just sitting there. Like these fucking massive dudes, and one of them was wearing a beanie that had like a ball on it. The dude behind him's just like, just shaking it, just fucking around with it until the dude in front turns around and goes, fuck off.
That's right. You should have done this. You should have been the guy who was getting bullied. Psst, psst. You're like me on my podcast, but on the football team.
Nah.
Yeah, fucking show up into the bauble beanie and see what happens.
I'll tell you what, I don't show up and see how you two fucking alphas go on your own.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I think you might fucking realize the captain's away.
Well, it's always like the hooker in any front row in a rugby league team is always the chirpiest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we get the big meters, and then but we need you to lock the scrum in.
Oh, definitely. Always a little angry cunt too.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah, I'm Alfie Langer, baby. The little general.
Jesus.
Is he the one with the...
No, that's Darren Lockyer.
That's Lockyer.
They're the same fucking person.
I mean, to me,
I forget how little of a sports guy you are, Jerry.
I forget how little you are. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Ooh, nice one, Jerry.
Thanks, yes. I've had
a beer.
I've had half a beer. This is the most alcohol I've had in 2 months. I feel crazy.
That's bullshit.
I'm joking.
We had a couple of beers like 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
I'm still recovering. I'm such a fucking...
No, but I had like 3 cocktails and went home. You guys carried on.
I wouldn't say we carried on.
Yeah.
It was very, like, we could have, and we chose not to. So
if that's true. Nice. I had a flight to get the next day.
Duggan needs his own float next Mardi Gras for that kind of behavior.
I'm driving the float. Don't tell the cops.
Yeah. And here comes our cube float for all the gay and sexual LGBT plus community that can't afford the car.
You can really hear him give up on that one in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Trying to go through the high wire of a...
There's a man who just...
I could see it in your eyes. This is not going to be funny. No. You are not celibate.
No, man.
He's looking at the screen in the brand new studio we're in going, I don't want to lose this.
Yeah. Also, just thinking about like at work meetings now, I'm like, I got to say my pronouns if I haven't met the person before. It's like, fuck, okay, wait up. Am I in a meeting room or am I in like the podcast?
What do you say? Hey, I'm Yaz. I'm dumb and gay.
No, I don't. I say him, her. And just throw everyone out on a loop.
I'm into masks.
Guess cunt. I'm Yaz. Guess cunt.
Oh, man.
Man, did you guys see this Eve Fartlow thing on Twitter?
No.
Fuck, it's so funny. There's this woman called Eve Barlow, and she's like this, like,
is
hectic...
it a clip? Should I get it up?
No, it's just like all these insane rants on Twitter that she's doing. She's really big into this Israel-Palestine thing.
Yeah.
And she's a Jewish journalist.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And she's always claiming some crazy...
Wait, why? Oh, boy.
Well, alhamdulillah, all right? They're against the fucking great Palestinian people.
Yeah, free Palestine, baby. We are political now. Free Palestine.
I'm really getting comfy on this chair. I don't want to get off it anytime soon, dude.
So this this woman, she like just put up these insane tweets like, a friend of mine the other day saw a sign that said free parking and she thought it said free Palestine. And then like space, and then just said, the Jews are tired. It's like,
wait, that was the post?
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be funny?
No, she was like, I think she was being quite earnest about it, but then someone like just under a post has just been like, more like Eve Fartlow. It's really taken off. And to the point where Eve Fartlow was trending on Twitter. So she's come out and written this article talking about how it's like, you know, the equivalent of like, it's, you attacking me on social media like this is pretty much lynching.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of lynching.
Whoa.
It's an online lynching, so bitch, you are so crazy.
It isn't, Because I was like...
Yeah, I think just the terminology lynching...
Eve Fartlow is anywhere close to lynching.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of what... happening in the West Bank at the moment. It's a lot of Eve Fartlow. Is that what she's like?
It's like? Someone fucking told me some statistic or whatever, but it's like... I think it's like 80% of...
Here we go. He's going to start talking about how it's like 4% of the population, but 50% of the fucking prison population.
Yeah, a lot of blokes are wrongly accused, you know?
Here we go,
No, but it's like 80% of the population aren't on Twitter. And then I think it's like, of the other 20, I think something like 15% never tweet. They just watch it. And then so the people that do, it's like 5%. So it's like not representative of how most people are. That's why you're like...
Dude, I was fucking howling at Eve Fartlow.
Yeah.
So immature.
This is a pro Eve Fartlow.
It was so funny. And she's just come out and written this like she broke the story.
Yeah, but as far as you're like, it's trending. Like, that was probably like, we probably get...
Yeah, he just said on Twitter though. Like,
It just doesn't mean what...
I don't think anyone's talking about it down at fucking Bowls Club in Brisbane.
I'm not logging into Google Trends and seeing a spike.
Farts are back. Okay. Well, I had a pretty interesting week. I've actually got something for the council.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Official mug off.
Wow. In the new church too.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
In the new steeple.
Yep.
Alhamdulillah. But
confess your sins, my son.
So this one, I'm a little in the wrong, and I'm going to cop to it pretty early. But a lot of it, not my fault.
What happened?
So Saturday, no-gi jiu-jitsu class. No-gi means no pajamas, Cameron.
Okay.
So you have to imagine yourself, me without the pajamas on.
I bet the sign said no gays.
Yeah, he's dumbass.
Why would I show up then?
Yeah, because you can't read.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Does that mean it's like casual Friday at the office or something? Like no gays? Is that what's going on there?
Nah, it means break out your Punisher rashie or your skin tights on. We're going for a nice sweaty roll.
You're all in there, Superman getting changed in a fucking phone booth.
So I'm running fucking late. All right. No surprise there. I'm parking.
Cameron was your lift, huh?
Yeah, the bus that he drives during the week was late.
That 4:45 zone beyond.
Well, maybe if you started your route on time, it wouldn't be late. But that's a. So I get there, drive. I go to park. Fucking, I'm running late for the class. Big no-no. You got to get there on time. So it's nowhere to fucking park. I'm getting further and further away from the gym. Find a spot, and it's tight. It's like between two houses, like you know, like Petersham style. Like there's like fucking driveway, little gap there. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to park here. Class is now, I'll be out of here, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to a jiu-jitsu class. Like, no one can really test me.
Yeah.
You have to be pretty good at jiu-jitsu.
Right now, I'll say I'll cop to this. I reckon I was about 20% over one of these cunts' driveways.
Sure.
But they could still get out. If they had to get into the driveway, they could have got it. They could have gone around it. Yeah. But 20% of the car probably overhanging the driveway a bit. I'm rushing. I like pop the boot, get all my shit and stuff. And then I fucking close the boot and I lock my keys in the boot. So I'm like, fuck me, you know. So I was like, all right, look, I'm not going to worry about it. I still got my phone, which is like 8% battery, but I was like, low power, leave it. Went, did the class, got back to the car, and I was like, all right, I'll just call some cunt to fucking break into the car. I call this guy and say, man, I've locked my keys in the car. Can you get them out or whatever?
Like, what do you mean by just a guy, like a company or just like a mate of yours?
Like, literally the first hit on Google saying, like, it said $39 to break in. I was like, that sounds cheap. Turns out it's
what are you on, Airtasker?
Yeah. Just some kid comes around with a fucking code.
I got a photo of the car and I'll show it to you. Like, hell yeah. It's pretty, you're not far off at all. So, like.
That's firstly for beer money.
So, it's like a service or whatever. So, I was like, $39. I guess that sounds like pretty cheap to fucking get into a car, and like they go, oh, put me through to this guy goes, hello. And I'm like, all right, doesn't sound like the most alpha fucking car breaking in sort of dude, but I was like, yeah, gave him the address. He went to the wrong address. And then I rang him again, and then he's like, oh, okay, not too far now, like he's doing like Speedy Gonzales or something. So then
he was, or you are,
he was,
yeah,
I am, because I can't do accents.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm waiting for the guy to show up, and then the person whose fucking driveway I'm in front of, they show up. Big ethnic woman with two sons that were like, I think they come back from rugby league or whatever. They still had the treads on and stuff. And then she starts giving it to me.
Yeah.
Going to her, oh, you're fucking over the driveway. And I was like, look, I'm sorry. Fucking keys are in the... I'd move it, but the keys are in the car. Just, I don't give a fuck about the keys in the car. Just move the fucking car.
Well, she should, because it's what's stopping this whole situation.
Yeah. And she's giving it to me. And then she said one thing that's pretty funny. She goes, you wait till my husband gets here. He's going to slap you right out of your activewear.
I can give it to her. It is funny.
Well, it's pretty funny.
Oh, Lord of Lame over it.
Oh, Lord, so, like, Lord of...
So I'm copping that, and then fucking...
He's just fucking getting yelled at.
I'm standing
there in a Punisher Rashi.
Standing there in a Punisher Rashi. My fucking dick exposed, basically, in tights.
Yeah.
Sweaty as fuck because I've just done the class, and there's big ethnic woman just screaming at me to move my fucking car. I can't move the fucking car.
Plus, she's laying down the threads.
Oh, yeah.
And there's probably, like, she's giving you a top tier roast.
She's just giving me shit in front of her sons, just calling me a fuckwit and all this. I'm like, they're your kids are going to grow up and be fuckwits.
So you should book her.
She's funny as hell.
Yeah. So this fucking, the cunt finally shows up to fucking break into the car. He's mucking around in there. It's taking him ages. I thought he'd be like, you know, because I've had to get keys done before where they like do something with the lock and then they make a key and blah, blah, blah. This cunt, all he had was like an inflatable pillow and like a fucking wire hanger looking shit. And he's like, I'm going to get in there and pop the... And I was like, oh God. It's gonna
the
be...
latch.
Yeah. But my, on the, my car, you can't flick the... thing, it's super hard. It's like a little round thing. So he's trying to catch a thing that he can't catch it.
Yeah.
This woman's teeing off on me the whole time. this cunt's like under the pump big time. He's like, she's yelling at me, but she's also kind of yelling at him.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, he's trying to fix the problem. She's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Move the car. I'm like, he's trying to fix the car. Why don't you just wait 10 minutes and then fix the car? And he's, you wait till my husband gets here. He's like, all this shit. And I go, look, I gave her the old fuck you, fuck your family. All right. Fucking leave me alone. I'm trying to move the car. When I can move the car, I fucked up. All right. I'm trying to move it. Stop screaming at this poor cunt and me, and maybe we'll get into the car. And then, like, yeah, about, like, 40 minutes later, he eventually got down to the latch for the boot.
Yeah.
Cracked it, let me in there, and then I just fucking, you know, got in the car, paid him, gave her the finger.
Did you actually?
No, I didn't give her the finger.
No, you should
have. I was in the wrong.
I mean, you were. You were 20 centimeters over.
Yeah.
Into a driveway. Man, I'll slap you out the actual way. It's so good.
That is. It's worth it just for that, you know?
You reckon? Oh, it's hard because like I'm just like some red-faced fucking lycra.
Yeah.
You never want to be in that kind of clothing for more than like...
Dress like a fat kid going for a swim.
You might as well be naked at that point.
It's only good for the exact purpose that you use it for. And then after that, you got to like immediately I'd normally have a shower, or change clothes. All the clothes to get changed, you, everything, it's all in the car.
What's the purpose it's built for? Hanging out with other cops?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this guy.
And you're cuddling cops on a mattress. Whatever you call it, jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu, is that what you call it?
I've actually got a cop cuddle competition coming up, and I'm really looking forward. No, I'm joking. So they wish come.
You can't even make fun of them, eh, about being cops?
No.
How come?
I don't know. They're just touchy about it. It's kind of good, but because it's like all people of different... You know, it's me who hates cop, and there's cops, yep. You know? Like
it's a real don't ask, don't tell kind of Navy.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a real village people policy. Yeah. Well, he's.
I want to be the Indian.
Not allow it.
Yeah, who would I
wrestle
be?
Me, boys?
I would like to be the construction worker, just because I'm so like it's
not fucking.
Yeah,
likely.
But you dropped out of that TAFE course.
Yeah, I buried the shovel, boys. Yeah. Unfortunately,
we got to make that video of you burying the shovel.
I probably wouldn't be so hasty with getting rid of the shovel, to be honest.
No, but that's even better because then you got to go dig it up.
Oh, man.
You got to buy a new shovel.
I'd
love
thinking...
for you to be putting that thing out on Facebook. Like, anyone got a fucking snub nose I could borrow?
Yeah, fellas. The irony is not lost to me, but can I borrow a shovel to dig out my old shovel? I got work on the weekend coming up.
You're like John Wick smashing through your basement. You got a score to settle or a lawn to lay. Yeah.
In my suit.
You're working again, yes?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Yeah, man, the high council that he goes to, whatever, is just like, that's the same blokes I used to have lunch with. They were just like gyp rockers. It was just a couple of bricklayers.
Sitting on milk crates.
Yeah. When you tell them you have a gay mate, that's what they like. They literally get like, pull your hand out, they want to stab you and like... What do you mean you have a gay mate? I'm like, doesn't matter, man. Like, I'm a young person. Like, people don't care if you're gay anymore.
Yeah, it's different now.
You let him touch you? Like, it's all that. Like, oh, man. I just remember, like, almost seeing a full-fledged punch-on because one guy, like... It was, like, Goodfellas. Like, funny how, except...
Oh, yeah.
It was about, like...
I've seen it.
Yeah, a guy being like, what if your son's gay? And he's like, you better fucking...
You take that back. You don't fucking say that.
You don't ever say that. Like, it was crazy. Boys, I'll tell you what I've been doing in my spare time. Not much, but I was watching some old TV with Charlie McCann.
What an insane way to fucking set something up.
I'm working on setups. I'm telling you.
Are you guys ready for this? Anyway, nothing happened.
Pretty much.
Do you want another beer? I'm going to get some beers.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, grab us a beer as well. Man, just this new show. Well, I mean, in terms of new that I've just...
What's the show?
Well, it's an old as hell show. I think it's from like 2010 or something, 29.
Yeah, what is it?
It's called The White Room.
Right.
Amazing.
Oh, Jerry's going to be upset he's missing this one.
Oh, man. Jerry, you want to get in here and hear this. They stole your show title.
That's what he wanted to call this podcast. What? The White Room.
Mm. But then, yeah, this Channel 7 show already bought the rights to it.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, man. I think it was during the writer's strike, so like...
Yeah. All my best ideas get stolen.
By Channel 9. Channel 7 or whatever. Like, it's...
It was Jerry's idea to amputate fucking Bert Newton's leg.
That's the funniest fucking article I've ever seen. Bert Newton happy about leg amputation.
Oh, he looks so scared.
Oh, man, he's barely like a person at this point, right?
I bet they gave that leg to someone to get Matthew Newton off something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happens, you know. First the hair goes, then the leg goes.
Shut the fuck up, because that's actually going to happen to me. The hair's already going, and I'm going to lose a leg to diabetes soon.
I hope you lose the one that doesn't have the fucking Lilymans on it.
Oh, man. I left a Google review. Because we were talking about that with
Kappa. The Lilymans?
Yeah. Just being like, cunt, like, I know I have the tattoos, so what are we doing about this? You're gonna send me some fucking
Lilymans? You should have got a case of Lilymans for that.
Absolutely. Except... I got nothing.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty
good. If you're the owner of a local business, and I'm sure you are, Yaz will get you your fucking business tattooed.
Only if I believe in the product.
Only, yeah, if you're a shit carpenter or something.
Yeah.
Will you still get my face tattooed on you if someone pays for it?
Yeah, if someone
There's
pays for it.
Definitely a listener out there that'll pay for it.
I mean, we'd have to double our listenership.
We had
to pull the money together.
I want him to get one, I reckon.
I want him to get a microphone and podcaster written above it.
Fuck. I would think about that. Just podcast. Just like that's not podcaster, just podcast.
Just podcast.
Yeah. In quotation marks too.
I like them. Yeah. What's your favorite one? Oh, there's a few.
Yeah.
I respect anyone who's puts the mic on, you know, in the cans. And
you guys heard of Mamma Mia?
Shut up! They might be on this network.
they are actually. No, I don't know.
Fucking hell!
Oh man,
so weird to be a bottom feeder again. You know?
Yeah, it's sick though.
It's awesome. Yeah, you know? It's really.
It's like coming into high school. You know, we're some upstart year seven. So
I know. Hopefully people are going to realize that we crack wires pretty good and we don't get put in a bin.
Oh, man, yeah, dude, we'll be sitting up the back of the bus with the year 12s.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of weeks.
Back of the bus kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so man.
I got on there. I fucking graduated pretty early. Halfway through year 8.
Yeah.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, but you were fucking 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my ninth go around.
But you graduated
by the
back
time
of the bus?
You made it. By the time
I got to the back
it.
Of the bus, like halfway through year 8.
Yeah, I think I was pretty like.
That's
was,
fucking early.
I was hanging out with some older kids in school.
Yeah.
By the time I was in.
Yeah. So this show, The White Room.
Mm. It's so funny, man, because it's like that time point where like networks were like, "Fuck it!" Like these guys are pretty popular on radio. Let's just give them
put them on TV.
And it's just like they just make a TV show on the radio, like a radio show on the TV. Sorry. And it's like, they've got two hosts. It's a fucking panel show. We're just, you know, your panel show regular guests. So it's like, Thornto's on there.
Yeah.
Georgie Gardner. I think she's like a Brisbane Cage host. Fucking Fifi Box, you know, the works.
Yeah.
Luke Jacobs, former TV presenter turned Home and Away actor.
Nah, not my
Now Weatherman.
Us.
Yeah. For a guy like me, this is all good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's called The White Room, and it's
you
like...
You got that fucking rookie card.
I got the Luke Jacobs rookie card from his days on Saturday morning Disney. He's a star, Mum. It's just like, we got to get this kid checked.
Yeah, you got it in that little Perspex case.
So don't you want to run outside with some friends or anything? Like,
no.
Are you watching TVs?
Nah, like, Beauty and the Beast is coming up.
48 hours straight. You woke up at 5 to watch the weather.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't fucking aerobics Oz style.
Well, that was pre-aerobic Oz style. Yeah. So, like, you know that aerobic Oz style was afterwards. Like, I was watching the shows that were for adult literacy before the weather, before, like, I was trying to consume as much TV as possible.
Yeah, I love that squiggly guy. I used to be like, are you an adult? Yeah. You can't read. I'm like, who's this idiot? Now, I've never wanted him more in my life.
Man, it's like Gary Who was in it.
Oh, really?
Was in these like shows as like an actor and stuff?
Oh, shit.
Like pretending to be someone who couldn't read. And then...
If you're out there and you can read, get in touch.
Sure. But it's like, you know, like everyone wanted to, like Spicks and Specs has been super like fucking popular like at the time. So everyone's like, fuck, every network's like, we got to get a Spicks and Specs. So everything just became panel shows. And it's like...
The best one's just the panel. It's just called
the panel. Well, the panel fucking was the best. Like,
yeah, the panel ruled.
That was actually like... But people were trying to be funny there.
Yeah.
Know? And Spicks and Specs, sure. You know, it's a fun... Like, my mom loves it. It's, you know...
Yeah.
It's one that's...
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. You could watch it with your parents kind of thing. Mm. So, sure. You know, you got Frank Woodley, Hamish Blake's on there, you know, yucking it up. So, you know, it's good fun.
Yeah. On the neutral ground of the ABC.
On yeah.
Because they all come from the fucking...
Yeah, that's funny because they
you know, when people are like Channel 9 guys, Channel 10 guys.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, you know, Vancouver, well, but that would be like the meeting tree, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone can come.
Well, that's funny you say that because The White Room, this Channel 7 show with two hosts.
Every time you say it, Jerry bars up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him hard.
Well, he's pitched a full tent.
I am hard, but I'm thinking about aerobics Oz style. It's got nothing to do with The White Room.
But So it's like, you know how Spicks and Specks was like, all right, it's a panel show about music.
Yeah.
This one, like The White Room is like, fuck it. It's a panel show about Channel 7 shows.
It was the earliest Gogglebox.
It was like, but not, like, there were like literally like every answer was just like, and what about like,
Home
what about this
away.
Show? And they were like, oh, that's from Home and Away. And they're like, yeah, you got it. That song was from Home and Away. You get a point kind of thing. Like they mentioned like 17, like one segment is just called Wheel of Fortune. So funny. And then like the last 10 minutes, they're just like, all right, speed round. And it's like just some Channel 9 shows and some Channel 10 shows, I guess. But everything else is just like cross promoting for like Channel 7. It's amazing. And it's called The White Room. And yes, everyone on it is white. It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
It's like now a white guy can't get anything made in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a fucking good run, but.
Well, that's what I mean. You took too many servings at the buffet. You had to have the white room.
Now you're all out of shrimp.
now it's, yeah, blacks only, baby.
I wouldn't mind seeing a show now where they do a speed round, but it's just people eating whip.
What's whip? Whipped
like
cream?
Speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
And then they just all talk about their dad.
That one went over my head as
you're
well.
You're a dark man, Duggan.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't mind dipping in the gack.
I mean, I think it's a show I could get on.
Airs at 3 a.m.
All right. I've copyrighted that pitch.
Man, I could do... that should be a show. Like, just Kevin, like... You know, like, hot dog. Bring back Hot Dogs Up Late Game Show, I think.
Yeah, I think Hot Dogs probably...
He's in real estate now.
Is he?
We follow him on the Instagram page. I've been trying to get him on.
They end up in, like, real estate or motivational fucking speakers.
Yeah.
That's the fucking bottom tier.
Yeah, you don't want to go...
Motivational speakers? Yeah. Like your Jordan Paris and shit. Or like, I'm a millionaire.
Oh, yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
They're definitely a tier of motivational speaker. Like, I'm not thinking... What's that guy's name? Tony Robbins?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're never the Tony Robbins.
Nah, that's a fucking... Starting out of that industry. Woof. Oh, moron.
Oh, man. We had a guy show up to our, like, year 12. Like, this right before I fucking left. And he was, like, a motivational speaker. And
did he have a limb missing or something?
No limb missing. He
All
was
the
like,
ones that came to us had, like, shit missing.
I think he was just, like, Sri Lankan.
Yeah, but brain cells.
He kept bringing up, like, you know, like, when Leighton Hewitt used to do, like, those ones? Like, come on!
Yeah, come on.
That was, like, he was, like, we're going to do that, like...
But for your self-esteem.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like, he would just kind of... It was, like, almost like a black church, like, you know, he was like, oh, hallelujah. And then just like one kid was just like taking the piss and he was like, all right, get out now. Like you really saw a side of this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, man, you can't be out heckled here by like a public school. Like,
I think you absolutely can. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah. I think anyone can be out heckled in a public school.
Yeah, you're speaking to a bunch of 16-year-old boys, dude, you're getting fucking out. You would want to be the funniest cunt in the world.
And guess what? They're not allowed to leave now to do an apprenticeship. What are they going to do? They're hanging around fucking...
Wait, you'd want to be the funniest cunt in the world or real good at rugby league. Because these boys are shouting you out of the fucking assembly hall.
Fuck. I used to laugh so hard when like this guy that played rugby at our school was walking past like this nerd teacher and he goes, oi, sir. And the guy turned in and just threw like the funniest dummy and the guy like flinched. And his fucking science teacher... Like, man, this is so fun. Like, I think I'm going to like high school.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, what about this? I was up in, when I was up in God's country, I was doing some gigs on the Gold Coast. They were all bad.
Yep.
I did 3 out of 4 gigs.
You're kidding me.
No, I was hosting 3 gigs and fuck, I tanked so bad on every one of them. They were just fucked gigs.
Any freaks on the show?
Nah,
I'd love to have seen it. I haven't seen you take one in so long.
Dude, 3 in a row, 1 gig, like the final one, I was tanking so bad, a bloke walked up and gave me $50.
Holy shit.
While I was bombing.
Is that a 50? He's going to be bombing for an hour.
Like these boys walked in and they were fucking cooking it too. They were like early 20s.
Chard.
Like, oh man, I don't know, but the dude had like real long hair, like he was a fucking tall dude. Long, skinny, like, tall, skinny dude, long hair, wearing fucking... Him and his mates all had little tiny sunglasses on. I was like, oh, fucking, here we go. This might be my saving grace hit. Walked up and gave me $50. He was like, there you go, mate. I was like, oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah, as in, right. Like, fuck off, take the 50 and fuck off?
Nah, I was doing a bit at the time, carrying on about how I would be if I was rich.
Yeah.
And he handed me $50, and fuck did I start carrying on. And everyone's just like, what? What's happening? And then afterwards, I was talking to these guys. I was like, you cunts are on the bag for sure. And they're like, nah, we floated the idea. I was like, well, float the message, cunts. I've got 50 bucks.
Offstage Duggan helping out onstage Duggan.
Oh, man. I was like, fucking float the message, cunts. What are you doing?
I have seen you beg for lines a few times on stage.
I don't beg. I just suggest it heavily.
Yeah.
Anyways, I said to him afterwards, I was like, what are you guys doing? Because a good friend of the show, Mitch McCutcheon, was driving me home. And I was like, hang on, mate, you might have to come back and get me in the morning. What are you boys up to? And he's like, I was thinking we might just walk the streets and fucking see if we can find some MDMA. I was like, see you, boys.
You won't turn in with a group of strangers for Molly.
Nah, not Molly.
Gotta be bag and above.
Now that we're in like a bigger studio, we could get Mitch McCutcheon.
Mitch McCutcheon. Skype him in.
Yeah.
I'm dying
to have him.
I was yelling at him to come down here.
Yeah, man. Is he going to come down?
Yeah.
Best set of comedy I saw in 2016.
Oh, man. You know it's good when you've called me and Duggan within the space of 15 minutes.
Immediately.
Immediately
like,
after.
Like fucking, like little Jimmy from Superman running. You got to see this guy. No, it's a guy from Back to the Future. I don't know what it is, but your kids are going to love it.
Man, I couldn't believe this guy, right, fucking handed me this 50 bucks. And I was like, just spent the rest of the time trying to avoid him in case he'd come up and ask for a pack. Yeah. I was like, kind of, it's in my wallet. you already got the big laugh. It was the biggest laugh on my set.
Welcome to comedy, mate.
Yeah, you're not fucking getting it back.
Woof.
I think he was pretty cooked at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he remembered. He would have remembered the next day. Like, fucking, why'd I do that? I don't know, mate.
Pineapple probably nothing to a cunt like that, but.
Nah, he was too young to.
He's got little glasses, though. It's all his disposable income. I was like my roast richest when I was like 16. My roast richest. I can fucking barely talk. When I was like 17, I'd have $500 just to like fucking, like I'd lose it in the night. And it's like, I don't think I've ever been that rich anymore.
Always been broke. I'd love not to be fucking broke.
Yeah, man. Well, look at us now.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys are broke. I'm broken.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. Ain't that the truth, brother?
Guys, we got a fucking very special review this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got it. This one came all the way from China.
Really?
Yeah. Actually.
Read it in a voice, Jerry.
No. I got you one better. I had to punch it into Google Translate to get it to translate to English. So really? Yeah. I'll show you the review. And then I'll show you the fucking...
Man, shout outs to China.
Oh, no.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Shout outs to China?
Yeah, we're going to get cancelled for that.
No, you shout out to China.
All right, man, shout out China. I just saw the Farewell. It's a beautiful film.
All right, just...
It was amazing.
Buy me some time. I accidentally closed the tab.
Oh, I got nothing for you, dude.
Dougie, dive on this.
Yeah, most of the studio is grey.
Man, Fuck, I bombed so hard at these gigs. Right,
so here's a review.
It was such a punish.
Chinese?
Yeah.
All right, now watch me Google Translate it. It's fucking so funny.
Man, whereabouts in China?
I have no idea. It just says
China. They're not allowed to pin drop in China, I don't think.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's behind the Great Firewall, they call it.
Man, Mitch was telling me he was on this tour thing in China, and they were like going along like in this tour bus. And they're like pointing out all this stuff, and then they saw this like huge like space needle looking thing in the like in the distance, and everyone's like, what's that? And the tour guide was just like, oh, nothing, government just wouldn't talk about it. Government.
Your fucking dad's probably locked up in the needle or something.
It's for security and stuff.
Don't they just like, if you're like a dissident, they just kind of kidnap you?
No, he's disappeared.
Yeah, like you just kind of go, right?
Yeah, and the next three generations of you are digging trenches.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No, we whinge about the buses being late.
Yeah. Man. So we can get off Twitter if we fucking talk shit about Scott Morrison.
Yeah, even more like Eve Fartlow.
All right, so I'll play you the review.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the Google Translate?
The ghost talks nonsense. Mentally retarded, but interesting.
Is that not the best review we've ever got?
Is that an actual review?
Dude, I just showed him.
That is so funny.
The ghost talks nonsense.
That's the text? I love this. That's the review.
The 鬼佬胡说八道, 智障但有趣.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
play it one
the
more
ghost
time.
The ghost talks nonsense. Mentally retarded but interesting.
Yeah, they've summed you up pretty good.
So shout out to George Carabin. Yeah. Best review we've ever got.
Oh dear, George.
Like the Phantom is the ghost who walks, you are the ghost who talks.
Yeah. Do you need to talk about me?
Oh yeah.
Because I'm white.
Absolutely yeah, have to be. Sure. It says Guilo in the thing.
It does say Guilo.
Yeah. And you're the one who was people are also like talking shit about you in Mandarin.
Yeah, people do talk shit about me in Mandarin, not in my face. Not anymore. How fucking good's that review?
Oh man, that is red hot. Thank you, George.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
We got a new Mud Crab Jones.
Yeah, look.
He's got a King Crab Jones.
Oh, you've wrecked him. You've wrecked him.
Oh, man. Thank Christ I watched The Farewell.
Shout out to you, Singapore Crab Jones.
You've buckled him. That's us for this week. Thank you so much for listening.
Exciting things. Coming up, we got 3 tickets left to the fucking live show. If you don't get them, you're an idiot because it's going to be so fucking good. I'm super excited.
Oh, man. I'm glad you are because I've got nothing prepared for this.
Well, I've been working so hard on it diligently.
Can we use any of that shit we were going to save for the last one?
We're using it all.
Oh, sweet. So I have to call some people?
We can talk about this.
We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah,
but
cool.
I've been working on it. We're on track.
All right, cool.
It's going
to
be good.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Have a look at our new screen. It's red hot stuff.
Yeah. Also, guys, if you want to just check out any other lovely shows on the Diamantina Network, fucking might as well.
Oh, the Diamada Network.
The Diamada.
The Diamada.
If you can find that anywhere.
Home of the Batuti Abacab?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks so much for listening.
Get like, giant fucking cowboy hats.
Yeah,
we'll definitely do that.
Let's do that.
We'll catch you next week. Love you very much. Bye.
Bye.